Okay, here we go. Today's daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Ches at the Mishnah. We only have like 2 hours to do today's daf. Misha Baba Derech. Someone's going on the way. V'lo hayib yad olol of litol. He didn't check a lol of yet. L'kishe yikaneis lebeiso yitol al shulchano. When you come home, take a lol of. What does it mean al shulchano? Says Rashi. Im shacha. If you forgot. V'lo natal kodem achila. You didn't shake before you ate. Then tzarech lahafsik v'sudaso v'litol lolov. You have to stop eating and shake the lolov. It's mashma. You don't even taste anything. You can't even, oh, let me just have a bite and then I'll go shake the lolov. No. You have to first shake the lolov. Simple Mishnah. You're eating. Oh, I forgot to shake the lolov today. Stop your meal and go shake a lolov. Now, says the Gemara, Amro not lo al shulchano. It says you stop eating. Lememra, the mafsik, so you have to stop your suda. Viraminhu, 1 second. We have a Gemara in Masech the Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry. Lo yitol shachritz, yitol ben harbayim. You didn't shake it in the morning, you could shake it later in the day. Shakal hayom, kosher lo lolov. Every day, the whole day is kosher for lolov. Excellent. Now, Amarta not lo shulchano. We said, you stop eating. Lememra demafsik, so you stop. Viraminhu, 1 second. Im hischilu ein mafsikin. That's talking about if you started a suda and you realize it's mincha time now, you don't have to stop your suda and stop and daven mincha. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. How come by mincha you don't have to stop and by lulav you have to stop? That's the Gemara's question. Or we could say the Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, got bitfilas mincha, not on a Friday, on any day. Tonight, long live Masechta Shabbos. Lo yeshiv adam lifnei hatapar. You can't go take a haircut. Lo yikonet. Lo lecha. Lo ladun. Don't eat. Don't go to the court. V'mitzchilu kodah mincha. And if you did it beforehand, umashcha sudasan v'giyas man mincha. Ein mafsikin. You don't have to stop. Ein tzrichin lahafsik sudasan l'spal. You don't have to stop and go daven mincha. You don't.
That's a strong question.
Yeah.
Only a short period of time.
If
you have a whole day for a
rule, what would
you think to stop?
So, Tosis is going to address that issue in a minute. It's a good point. So, the Gemara is actually going to give that answer, which is, Amar Rav Safra, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, over there, dika shehutz b'yom. You have the whole day to daven mincha. You have plenty of time to daven mincha. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a long day. Shkia's until 8 o'clock. You have plenty of time. So, you can't take a haircut. You have to stop your lunch in the middle to go daven. You don't have to do that. Huh? The lekka shuts b'yom. Here, by the lulav, you're running out of time. In another few minutes, it's going to be shkia. Then it's too late. Stop right now and go take your lulav. That's your Safra's answer. Amar Rava, my kushya. What was the whole kasha? Dilma maybe. Ha da'oraisa. Ha da'rabanan. Shaking a lulav is a da'oraisa. Stop. Davening mincha is only da'rabanan. And therefore, you don't have to stop. That's Rav's suggestion. But the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why do I have to stop for mincha? It's only derabanan. Let's look at the Tosvos, top Tosvos. Tosvos, 1 second. Tema, 1 second. Hare Kiddush Hayom Da'oraisa. Kiddush is Da'oraisa, right? Kidam Rinan, like we say, Beperek Misha Mesu, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayav to make Kiddush. Now, right now, Tosvos. His question is, and we're going to see, there's a Gemara that if you're eating on a Friday afternoon, you don't have to make Kiddush. Second, like we don't have to stop and make Kiddush. It's Doraisa. If that's the issue, Kiddush is Doraisa. Now, Tosfos has like a parenthesis where he discusses whether or not it's true. What about the drinking the wine? Drinking the wine Doraisa? So now Tosfos says, V'ha d'mashma b'reish nazir shehu midrabanan. Aye, nazir it's mashma that it's a dirabanan. Where's the mashma that? Ayayin hu derabanan. The wine, drinking wine is a din derabanan. The actual kiddush, reciting kiddush, is the mitzvah d'oraisa. What d'oraisa is that? It's called zachar v'shel mashal v'zakadcho. What about wine? That's a derabanan. Ayayin hu derabanan, the darish lesser al ayayin mitzvah, ki ayin harashos. A guy makes a he says, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm a nazir. So can he have kiddush? Right? Kidamrin and mayhi kiddusha v'avdalta. Mushbuv Omer Varasina, you already swore you're going to keep the Torah. So does that include drinking wine for Kiddush and Abdullah? No, because that's only Darabana. Okay, it's a side point, he told us. Getting back to the question. Kiddush atzmo d'oraisa. But Kiddush itself is for sure d'oraisa. V'afilu hachi, amar of Yotzi b'reish arvi p'tachim, dein mafsikin, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop to make Kiddush on a Friday afternoon. Just go right into Shabbos. U'paskirin hasam alocha k'rab Yotzi b'erav Shabbos. We call it k'rab Yotzi b'erav Shabbos, u'k'rab Yotzi b'erav Pesach. So how come you don't stop for Kiddush? If it's a d'oraisa, if that's the issue? V'yesh lomar, the shiny Kiddush hayom, the shiyachol l'kaddush kol halayla. First of all, you can say Kiddush the whole night. So what do you have to stop for? V'leka l'meshach l'pshiyatei kulahai. We're not so afraid you're going to blow it and not take Kiddush. For Od, also, l'pisha osik b'suda Shabbos. You stop it, you have it to suda Shabbos. Right? Indeed, you do that, you used to do in the olden days. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, there was a big suda. Shabbos would come, they'd just continue the suda. So you have to stop that for Kiddush? Your whole suda is suda Shabbos. L'chashin and kulahai shema yitz atzel b'kiddush hayom. We're not choshish, you're going to be lazy. The whole Suda is a Shabbos Suda. Therefore, it's different. Right? But in theory, that was the fact that you would not stop for Kiddush was a Kasha. It says Tosfos, it's not a Kasha. Because the whole everything you're doing shows you're not, it's still on your mind. Back to the Gemara. Rav said the difference between Kiddush, between Lulav and Mincha is one's the Oraisa and one's the Rabbanah. This is one of the Kashas that the Ramban has on the Rambam, where he says, you see clearly from here that Mincha is Darabana. How could the Rambam say that it's Daraisa? The davening is a Daraisa. It's not even, I don't know what the Kasha is, because the Rambam says the only davening one time a day is Daraisa. So you already daven Shachris. What kind of Kasha was that? You already daven Shachris. Now it's Mincha time. That's in a Chanami. It's a Darabana. If you didn't daven Shachris, for whatever reason, then yes, it could be a Daraisa. That's not a normal thing. Anyway, El Amar Rava, E Kasha, Ha Kasha. A different kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is from here. It says like this. L'sheikonis l'beiso, not al shulchano. The one brisa says you stop your suda to shake a lulav. Alma demasik v'hadar tani. We have a brisa that says like this. I'm sorry. The Mishnah continues. Lo not al shachris yitol bein arabayim. Alma lo masik. You don't have to stop. Do it in the afternoon. It's okay too. Amr of Safra, lo kasha. Not a kasha. Hard the ikashus biyom, hard the lekashus biyom. Again, same answer. Safra gave the same answer. So what was he giving an answer on? It can't be on the issue of mincha. That's not a kasha. It was in the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah Soser itself. Now the answer is if you have time or not. Amr of Zera, my kusha. What's the kasha with that? Dilma maybe. Mitzvah la afsuke. It's a mitzvah to stop. V'i lo pasik, yitol bein harbayim. And if you don't stop, then go keep on going. Shekal hayom kasher lo lulav, because the whole day is kosher. In other words, lechachila, take the lulav in the morning, and if you didn't, take it in the afternoon. What kind of kasher is that? A stira. Ela amar abdera laolam kidamina meikara. Really, the question was from mincha. How come a mincha you don't have to stop, and how come over here you do have to stop? Ah, it's a kasher lo hadar raisa hadar rabbanon. Ah, you asked me a question. One's a daraisa, one's a darabanon. Right? Hachab Yomtav Sheni, Derabanan Askinan. Right, we're talking about Yomtav Sheni. What's Yomtav Sheni? Chalamoid. Can't be Yomtav Sheni, because Yomtav Sheni is no different than Yomtav Rishon. So Lulav is only Derabanan. Lulav is only Derabanan. Mincha is only Derabanan. How come you have to stop for one and not for the other? Or stop for answers, because one you have time, one you don't have time. Very good.
Lulav is the rice.
What?
Lulav,
not only on the first day.
What?
Only on the first day it's a Daraisa. We're not in the Beit HaMikdash. Only on the first day it's a Daraisa. So Lulav is a Darabana and a Chalamoid. Mincha is a Darabana and a Chalamoid. Two Darabanas. How come when you have time when you don't have to stop? Because when you have time when you don't. So it's very interesting over here that the Ritva says, you see from here, that you can call Chalamoid Yontif. People that are like, on Shabbos Chalamoid, you take a Yontif? No, nobody does that. Take a good moyed, good Shabbos. You don't take a yontif. The black and white Mishnah, the chalamoid is called yontif. Right? Yontif sheni. What's yontif sheni? It means chalamoid. It can't be the second day yontif, because that's no different in chutz laretz. It's no different than the first day. So what is it? It's chalamoid. You call it yontif. So does it have the status of yontif? But he quotes over here in the name of the El Yeraba, an unbelievable verse. Says like this, the Gemara only would call the first day Chalamoid in Eretz Yisrael Yontif. Why? Because in Chutz La'aretz it's really Yom Tov. That's the only time that they would call it Yom Tov. Hear that part? In the rest of the world, it's Yom Tov. Happens to be in Israel, it's not Yom Tov anymore. It's Chol HaMoed. They'll still call Yom Tov that first day. So the whole Gemara is talking about the first day Chol HaMoed. Where in Chutz La'aretz it's still Yom Tov, and they'll call it Yom Tov. In deference to Chutz La'aretz, you hear that? Never have such a thing. In deference to Chutz La'aretz, they'll call it Yom Tov. Interesting. No? What do you say?
Not common.
Why? Not common? Why?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's look at the second Tosfos.
Anybody goes on
exactly. This is supposed to show you. So now let's look at the second Tosfos. Oh, you know what? We'll just finish the Dekanami. I'll prove to you that it's talking about Chol HaMoed. You know why? Diktani Misha Baba Derech. Guy went on a trip. The Ein Biyado Lulav. Esau Katat Chabiyantav Rishon. Mishar. Where's he going? I mean, went on a trip. What does that mean? Went on a journey. On a journey on Yom Tov. It must be Chol HaMoed. It has to mean Chol HaMoed. Let's look at the second Tosfos. So we answered that we're talking about everything's Derabbanan. It's Yom Tov Sheni. It's Chol HaMoed. Vakati havi mati l'shnuyei. We could still give the following answer. Idi v'idi ikashahus. Really, both have time. Ella mishum dekula yom azmanehu chashinan tvei dilma asi l'mifshei. Maybe we have another vort, which is, since you have so much time to do it, it's worse. It's worse. Lulav, we make you stop. You know why? Because you have so much time, you're going to become a pushe. You're not going to do it. Mincha, you don't have so much time. You only have Zman Mincha. And says Tosfos, we have a story like that already. Right? Parakama v'Shabbos. Mincha. Kivan dekviyale. Since Mincha, you have a set time. That Zimna, Kvile Zimna, you have a set time. Mirsas, velo asi l'mifshat. It's on your mind, you're not going to miss it. Myri Arvis, given to Kule Laila's manihu, Mirtas, we're afraid, for asi l'mifshat. You're gonna blow Myriv. Don't tell me, says Tosos, Mishom, the Hasam Laila's man, Shena, the Chashin and Tvei. Don't tell me, well, Myriv, it's more afraid because then you're going to fall asleep. I'm going to fall asleep during the day to shake a lulav. Don't say that. The Im Kain Hahu Taima Havalei Lameimam Bahasam. The Gemara should have given that reason over there when the Gemara was differentiated between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And the Gemara did not give that reason. So that's not a valid reason. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say since lulav, you have the whole day. So psychologically, I have the whole day to do it. You're not going to end up doing it. You better stop right now. Stop your meal in the middle. Go shake it. Mincha, we don't have to worry about Mincha because Mincha you're not going to miss. Why? Because you know time is running out. So that's a good svar. We have that svar by Ma'ariv. So that's a good distinction. The Yeshlamar, no. Listen to this answer. Listen to this answer. I told us new people. The tefillah tzricha shahus, davening is mitzatzel bat tvei minatilas lulav. People are more, it's much harder to daven. Right? It takes much more effort. People are much more lazy about it. But lulav, the mechi'ad bei nafik bei. Once you pick it up, you yotze. So it's true. It's true that that there's such a concept by Ma'ariv. But at the end of the day, tefillah requires so much more effort. So therefore, you can't compare lulav to Ma'ariv. Lulav, just pick it up, takes a second. So people have much more. What's the word? Much more lax about it, right? Therefore, says the Gemara, go do it right now. Interesting. Okay. Okay, the next Mishnah, we need like a half hour. Distinction between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv the whole night. So we're afraid you're gonna forget. Because the more you can do something, the less you're going to do it. It's human nature. It's human nature. That's exactly why you're not going to blow it. That's exactly why.
What are you pushing it off to?
How long can you push it off? Ma'ariv the whole night. So Lulav the whole day. So it was a good Havamina. But the answer is it's different because Lulav takes so little effort and Ma'ariv takes much more effort. So you can't compare them. Okay, ready? Misha haya eved o isha o cotton. If someone has an eved, an isha, or a cotton, makrin oso, they could read halel, makrin oso, they could read it, onen acharehem ma shehein omrim. They can answer, and you answer what they're saying. And they say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Avde. That's how it works. They can't be motzi you because they have no chiyuv to say it. Okay? But you don't know how to read because you're an Amaretz. So that's okay. They can read it and you can follow along. Not follow along. You repeat each word. So basically they're just coaching you. That's what they're doing. They can coach you. They can't be mo to you. Right?
That's not
a chiddush. And by the way,
in a
chenami, they didn't have tape recorders at the times of the Mishnah. In a chenami, says the Tosfos, mi shahaya eved v'isha, mashmakan, the isha petura mi halal. This is a famous Tosfos. Women don't have to say halal. It's obvious they don't have to. They can say it for you, but they can't be motzi you. They have no chiyuv to say it. The sukkis, the chayin da
tzeres.
So Tosfos says, you see from here that they have no chiyuv to say halal.
You said they have no chiyuv to say halal because they can't be motzi.
Right. How do you make that jump?
Exactly.
But they have no chiyuv. Tosfos says, what?
Not about kiddush on Shabbos.
They do have a chiyuv.
Yes.
And they can be motzi you.
No.
So let's keep reading. Keep reading. The isha petur mi halal the sukkis. V'chein da tzeres. They have no chiyuv to say halal on sukkis or shavuos. The time of Mishum, the mitzvah says man grama hi. It says mitzvah says says man grama. Af al gaf, the halal, the lele psachim, mashma, the perak av psachim, the mechayve, halal pesach night, they do have to say, it's the only one, bedalad kotzos, umistama, lo tiktu dalad kotzos, ela kadei shalom aleim halal, the agada, shiny halal the pesach, the al nes ba, the afen hayu ba oso ha nes, aval kan, lo al nes amur, you're not saying halal for a nes. Certainly not on Shavuot, you're not. On Sukkot, says Tosos, you're also not saying it for a nate. What nate is that? Danani HaKavod. Tosos doesn't assume that. It's not a nate. What is it? It's a Shevach. So it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. They have no Chiyuv. We're going to get to your question in 5 minutes. In the bottom, Tosos asks your question, basically. Okay? So, and then the Gemara says, V'tavo lo mi'ira. And a curse should come to you. What kind of curse? Says Rashi, Shalom Lamad. Why don't you know how to read? You're blamed for not knowing how to read. You should know how to read. And then Rashi says, V'im Lamad, and if you do know how to read, and well, you're so lazy, you can't even pick up the sitter, you have one of your kids say it for you, and you can repeat after them. You know what? Tavaloma Iwa Shema Vaza Eskono, Lazos Shluchim Ke'ela. This is what you're doing for your davening. It's a bizayim to have one of your kids, your wife, the Eved's going to do that for you. It's a bizayim. You do it yourself. Okay. Then the Gemara said
that's the mekor for the tin minim. If you have kids davening for you,
right? By the way, it's a machlokes. We'll see in a minute.
So bad. I mean, yeah, a curse to the other.
It just goes to show you what the Mishnah thinks of someone who's so lazy, right? What kind of taiva? You have such a taiva not to daven.
And let's say
so the Mishnah says you're cursed, right? You ever see that a guy has thoughts about someone else's wife? Doesn't say Tavu, you should have a curse. Doesn't say that. And this it says it. Im hayagadol makri oso. If a gadol's reading for you, then onin acharav hallelujah. Then you can answer back, which is the equivalent of amen, right? Okay. Rashi has a whole long arichas why he said that word. They would say certain psukim. It's very complicated. They would say certain psukim. You would answer hal. They would, and then you would answer back. They would get makom shenahagu lichbol yichbol. In a place where there was a minhag to double over, to double the psukim, you would double the psukim. Where'd that come from? So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says the Rashi of lichbol. Kol pasuku pasuk. Each pasuk. V'nahagu kein. They would double over each pasuk. So we do that on some level. We do, right? Where'd that come from? It came from the following. Yes, listen to this, Rashi. Nagu came, b'nei sheyesh parsha shekula kfula. If you look through Hallel, the whole thing is doubled. What does that mean? Hodu tchila vasov. Starts off with a hodu, it ends with a hodu. Yomarna says the word Yomarna shalosh pa'am, three times. Karasiya, anani merchavka, Hashem li, tov lachasos, sivavuni, savuni, docha dechisani, docha dechisani, right? Double words. Vayihi li lishua, kol rino vishua, yimen Hashem, lo amos, vol amos, lo nesanani, piskuli, shar rezeh, hashar. It's all the same, so all like, it's like poetry. The words that keep on doubling over. So the minute developed.
That's not, I think his question was, why does he hold you twice, ana Hashem,
right.
Twice?
Why do we do that? Because the whole halal's doubled over. So even when the words are not doubled, we're going to double them.
Not to look at it. You know,
right.
That's kind of a shame.
Aval me odcha ulamata eno kafel, but from odcha and on you don't. We do that anyway. Hanu demin like come on. Motzev lekal me odcha ulamata. Okay. Lit. Now back to the Mishnah. Liv shot yishpot. If it's straight, it's straight. What?
Once again, where's the makar for that then?
Makar for what?
That,
we're gonna see a number date. Yeah, that's why we do it because the says Rashi that it's the whole halal's like that.
Makar is here.
The whole halal's like that. So to keep on.
If you read a what's it called?
A Tehillim.
That's not what it is.
What do you mean?
First of all, it's not even the same way you break it up.
I know, but.
And there's nothing doubled up. We done it half the halal.
I know, but he's saying the same words. Tov lachasos, sivavuni, sabuni.
So what's the fact that they use a double type of lush and we don't, the whole thing?
Correct. That's what Rashi said. Because
I
the whole.
It's a big stretch. What do you mean? The Makar is because he sent the big stretch. I understand the connection.
That's the proof.
Since, for example, we say in Shir Malos, Rima Makim, right?
Right.
What, how does this go? It says like this. Can't think about it here. Nafshi Lashem, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker.
Okay.
My soul to Hashem, who waits for the morning, who waits for the morning. Why is it repeated? That's poetry. Right? So it's the same thing twice. Shalom Laboker, Shalom Laboker. What's pshat with that? The whole halal is like that.
I'll show you the other one. Baruch Shalom Le'olam, Amen V'Yamen.
No. First of all, that wasn't written by David HaMelech. That's not Tehillim. That possibly might be somewhere. But in Shir HaMalos, you have it one time. In Halal, you have it 20 times. That same repetitive phrasing. It's only for emphasis. How many? Hashem, Nafshi Lashem, Mishomim Laboker, Shomim Laboker. Someone can explain to me why it's repeated for a reason other than emphasis. I'd love to hear it. There's no reason. It's for emphasis.
I have the same question. If you read the Chumash sometimes, you have a plastic, and it says this, and then it says it again.
Right. So okay. So when, by the Torah, I'm not sure why the Torah. You always have to look to Mepharshim.
Because they give you an answer. Sometimes it has to do something else, and sometimes it's the way people talk.
Right. But the Tehillim is not right. Correct. Tehillim is not a halacha sefer. It's poetry. It's Shira and Tishbachas Tashem, and the words are repeated for poetry purposes, for emphasis, for beauty. Since the whole halal is especially like that, the minhag developed to do it even when it's not there. So we say Ana Hashem twice, even though in the kapitel it says it only one time. Right? Okay. If you don't like that answer, that's what Rashi says. You can, I don't have anything else to say. Lifshot Yishpot. If you do it straight. Levarech Yivarech. The ending bracha. If you have a minute to say the end, not the beginning bracha. The end bracha. Tomorrow's daf is all about the beginning bracha. Hakol kiminig ha-medina. Whatever the minig is. Whatever your minig is. All good. Okay, ready? Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Be'emes amru ben mevarech la'aviv. Really? Your son can daven for you. Your son can be motzi you in benching. Your son can be motzi you in benching. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the bottom. Birchas Hamazon, Mishehigia lechinuch, Chayev midrabanan. When he reaches the age of chinuch, he's Chayev midrabanan. V'bimesektes brachos, Perek Mishemes umbukimla, Kigon shalo achal aviv ela kezayis o kebetza, Tahavishi'ur midrabanan. You're Chayev midrabanan, and your son's Chayev midrabanan. It's a different midrabanan. His midrabanan is chinuch. Your midrabanan is a sheer midrabanan. So there's two midrabanans. The midarayis are lo mechayev ad the saveya. Midarayis you only chayev until you are full. Tichzev yachalta v'devarta hilcha asi midrabanan umapik midrabanan. You should know that the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says like this: the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father. The son has no chiyuv to daven. The mitzvah of chinuch is not on him; it's on you as a father. Therefore, he has no chiyuv. You hear this? He has no chiyuv derabanan to bench. You have a chiyuv derabanan to train him to bench. Not him. He's 12 years old. He has no chiyuv. It's a very interesting way to look at it. See, he can't be motzi you. He has a whole way, a different way of learning that Gemara. He learns that Gemara that he's really an adult. He's really an adult. So what's the chiddush in that? So the chiddush is, why do you get a curse for that? What are you getting a curse for? Like what's the downside in that? So I think he says that you shouldn't do it. You only have two people. You only have two. It's you and your son. There's no mezumen. You're not allowed to have someone be motzi you if there's no mezumin. So that's the issue. But it can't be a child. Rashi says it's a child. Here the mitzvah of chinuch. It's a machlokas, what chinuch means. Does it mean on the child or on the father? Rashi says it's on the child. Ramban says on the father. Very interesting. The son has no mitzvah. Nothing. Zero. You have a chiyuv as a father, a chiyuv, a din de rabbanan, to train your child in mitzvah. Interesting. Very interesting how to look at it. Okay? Okay, now we'll do the other Tosvos. We have time?
Yeah.
Amud Beis is very, very fast. Now Tosvos is discussing this. What about a woman? Why can't a woman be motzi you? Does a woman have a chiyuv to bench? She does. Minatora? Now, it's not a mitzvah to say shasman grama, right? So what's the issue? Two issues. Number one, you don't say bris. A woman doesn't have to say bris because she doesn't have a bris. And she can't mention Torah because she has no chiyuv to learn Torah. As a mitzvah lishma.
What about the first one?
1 minute. The Gemara in Brachas has a suffix which is never resolved. It's never resolved. Says Tosfos over here. Ain't them the Indian Mishnah Senu. Before we were talking about, the Mishnah was talking about a guy who can't daven. Right? And that's terrible. The son can't be motzi him. Here, he can't be motzi you. On the Rabbanan level, maybe according to Rabbanan, he's an adult. He can, just, it's the same thing the Gemara said. I didn't finish. I stopped. But I'll go back to the Gemara for a minute. The Emes Amru, Ben Mavarach L'Aviv, the Evan Mavarach L'Rabbo, the Ishim Mavarach L'Baila. A woman can do all this. An Evan can do it. Aval Amru Chacham Tavol Elev Meira, La'adam V'Ishto Ubanav Mavarach L'O. It's a horrible thing. You get a curse for that. You don't have a bench. Right? So the who is it? The Achronim here point out that even though someone can be motzi you in a mitzvah, there are three exceptions to the rule. Number one, Kriya Shema. Can't someone be motzi you in Kriya Shema? Number two, who is it? Davening. And number three, benching. And then the Gemara says, it's only if you know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, maybe the rules are different. The guy's a total amaret. He's a becoming religious. He doesn't know anything. Then maybe you can be motzi him. But if you know how, and you're lazy, it doesn't work. It maybe works for Kiddush. I don't have to say Kiddush. I can be motzi by someone else can be motzi me. Not by Trila, not by Kriya Shema, and not by benching. So that's the issue over here. It could work, but it's not really recommended. So Tosfos says, V'lo ma'iri ella agav grara, tov lo ma'ira. Since we mentioned the Mishnah about getting curses, we mentioned here too, even though it's not the same. The hacha lo ayri b'mikra oso, perak mishamesu, ratza lo daktik mikan, d'nashem chayavos b'berachas ha'mazon da'araisa. You could say from here, b'menachayev da'araisa, right? Midemotzi acheri midechavaso. Because they're being motzi a man. How can they be motzi a man? Obviously, they're chayiv.
Doesn't the pasuk say
they're chalta? 1 minute. Uparich, cotton, nickel, and member, daraisa. What about a cotton? They're together here, a cotton and a woman. Ella, hachamai, skin, dacha, shiur, darabana, mapek, darabana. It must be a shiur, darabana. So there's no raya that a woman's chayiv, daraisa. Ubutosefta, kitani, gabi, berchas, amazon, de ain isha, the eved, cotton, motzi, it's rabbi, de chavaso. It could look me, kakishacha, shiur, daraisa. Ah, it says that they can't? Yeah, that's why we ate a shiur, daraisa, then they can't. Maybe it's not a daraisa because it can't be a part of a zimun. That's a clear raya that they can't. It's not a daraisa for a woman. No, maybe it could be that different men are different. Men, it says they're more chashiv, but it's not a raya that they're not. It's a bizayon for the rabbim to have a woman be motzi a man, like we find by Megillah. That in Megillah, nashim chayavos ba, women are chayiv, who perish bahag, they nashim motzias as a rabbim de chavason be Megillah. And they can't be motzi you in Megillah. Even though they're chayiv. Chayavos. They can't be motzi a man. So how do we paskin? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas we've shown them if women have to bench midaraisa or not. Very fascinating machlokas.
Can women batter another woman with Megillah? Can they read for other women?
That's a good question. It's a very good question. Others say the reason why they can't be motzi a man is because they have a din in Shmiya, and men have a din in Kriya, right? Even though the Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes, their level of chiyuv is different. That's why they can't be motzi men.
Why can't they be motzi themselves?
Then maybe they can be motzi themselves if a woman wants to do it. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Can a woman be motzi other women? Yeah? It could very well be. So they were in the nais, but they had a different status.
Why?
Because they just did. Yeah, they just did.
Pesach night.
It's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing by Pesach.
You just said Pesach night.
The chiyuv to tehal. Could they be motzi a man?
On Pesach night.
Yeah. So that would be the same question. Okay, we got to move. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is Hilchasa gevirta ikla mashim and haga the halela. I'm going to tell you unbelievable varts, unbelievable things about halal. We're going to read them very fast. We don't practice this today. Even Rashi says it was different already in his time. Number one, Hu Omer Haleluka, Behein Omerim Haleluka. You say Haleluka, and the Shlech Tzibur said it, and everyone answered back. Mikan Mitzvah Lanos Haleluka. It's a mitzvah to answer back Haleluka, not the word Amen. Number two, Hu Omer Halelu Avdei Hashem, Behein Omerim Haleluka. You wouldn't even have to say the whole pasuk, the whole parasha, the whole perek. The Shlech Tzibur would say it, you answer Haleluka. Mikan she'im ha'yagadol makro oso ona achav haluka. If the person knows how to daven is davening it, you answer back. Number three, hu omer hodu Hashem, vehein omrim hodu Hashem. You say hodu Hashem, they say hodu Hashem. Mikan she'mitzvah anos roshei prakim. The roshei prakim, you answer back. Itmar nami, amar rav chanan, amar rav, rava, mitzvah anos roshei prakim. That's a mitzvah. Number four, hu omer an Hashem o'shiyena, vehein omrim an Hashem o'shiyena. Mikan, from here you see, Shema Yekotin, Makroso, Onan Achrov, Mashu Omer. If a cotton says it, you respond back. Hu Omer on Hashem Atzlichana, Vein Omer on Hashem Atzlichana. Mikan, Shimba Lichbal, Kuffel. If you want a double, double over. Number six, Hu Omer Baruch Haba, Vein Omer B'Shem Hashem. Mikan, L'Shamea Ka'one. There's such a concept called Shamea Ka'one. I am not going to lay in the Megillah. I'm going to sit in the audience. Someone's going to lay in it. And it says, if I laid it. Why? Shemeya ka'ona. Bar b'nei Rabchia bar Abba, Shama v'lo ona mahu. What if you don't answer, Amin? What if you don't answer? Amar luhu chakima v'sefiria v'reish ama, the chacham, the sofer, the everyone, darshu armu, Shama v'lo ona yatsa. You're still yotze. You don't have to answer. You're still yotze. You heard it. Itmar nami, Amar shem b'pazi, Amar yeshua ben levi, Mishobak kapara, Menayin l'shemeya ka'ona. How do you know there's such a concept of shemeya ka'ona? Dichsev, like it says, Etz ha'dvar mashar kari Yoshiyahu. The Chiyoshio Karan, Rishosh didn't read it. The Halo Shafan Karan, Shafan read it. Dichsev, Vayikro Shafan, Lufnei HaMelech. Elamikan, L'Shemeya Ka'ona. V'dilma, maybe Basar Dikarunu Shafan Kara Yoshiyahu. Maybe Shafan said it, and Yoshiyahu repeated it. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov Losoka, don't think that. Dichsev, it says, Yan, Rach, Levavcha, V'tichna, Lufnei Hashem, B'Shamacha, B'Shamacha, V'lo HaBikarecha. He only heard it, he didn't say it. Okay. So we have a concept called Shemea Ka'ona. What if, we have 5 minutes to do this issue, it's in Rashi, you have to see the Rashi inside. It's in the Rashi of, it's like, one, two, three, it's like five lines before the lines get wide, that one wide line. It's smack in the middle of the Rashi of, Hu Omer Baruch Haba, Vehein Omer B'Shem Hashem. Rashi says, you see Rashi, V'chein L'mespalin. It's like halfway down the Rashi, a little more than halfway down. V'chein L'mespalin, let's say you're davening, you're middle of Shemona Esrei, davening slow, or they're davening fast, b'tzibur, or you were late, whatever it is. B'tzibur, b'tzibur, b'shiach tzibur omrim kaddish, it means kedusha, or yehei shmei rabba, right? You're middle of Shemona Esrei, and the shiach tzibur gets up to kaddish, or kedusha. What do you do? So it says Rashi, yishtoku b'tfilasan, stop davening, v'yishma b'kavana, listen to them, V'harehen ka'onin, and it says, if you answered, u'kishigomrin, u'kishigma ha'kedusha, yachzul tefilasam. And when kedusha is finished, you resume your davening. V'chein yosav v'yehudo igon, pal halachas kedolos. Okay? Does that make sense? If it's shomea ka'ona, then isn't it as if you talk the middle of Shemona Esrei? If you stop and listen while they're saying Kedusha, and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and it's Shomea Ka'ona, didn't you talk?
No, he didn't really talk.
Then what's Shomea Ka'ona? Then what is it?
You heard.
Says Tosfos. Tosfos, 1 second. We have a Gemara that says like this. You come to Shul late, and you say, and the Gemara has all these rules. If you can catch up before they get to this, they're good. How do you catch up? Says Tosfos, what do you need all that for? Daven regular. Forget catching up. Daven regular, and whenever you have to stop, so stop. And be yotzei b'shmei ka'ona. Such a simple answer. The Gemara didn't give that answer. Well, if you get there, you'll be up to modim. When they get up to modim, I have a whole Gemara head of brothers.
Heard the other way.
Right? So what if to bother with all that? just daven regular, it should make oda. So it says Tosfos, that can't be right. Then Tosfos does say at the bottom line, Mihu Shema Afa Gafta Shomeka Ona, Mikol Makom Ona Adif. Maybe it's still better to say it yourself. So play the catch-up game if you can, because it's better. So what does Tosfos say at the end? Does he agree with Rashi? Is that a, so think about Rashi logically.
Just said the Gemara that it curses you if you do that.
No. That's in a normal situation. You came late.
Not a contradiction. If you come in the middle.
Right.
You catch up.
Right.
You walk inside when you just put on your tefillin or you're middle of putting on your tefillin. It gives you the out of how to get with it.
But
not get the long term plan.
Right. But basically, what Tosfos is at the end.
Exactly.
It's still mitzvah mufchor to try to do your best.
Right.
If you can't do it, okay, so Shemeika Ona. But according to Rashi, you didn't answer my question. Is it a problem of a hefsek?
Really not.
Rashi thinks not. So what is Shemeika Ona then? It's Shemeika Ona, but not like he really said it. Because if that would be, you can't take Kedusha middle of Shemeika. You're not allowed to do that. So you can stop and listen. It's not the same. So what is it? Somewhere in the middle.
I have that throughout the entire thing.
But by Megillah, everybody, we hold, it's mamish like you said it.
Exactly.
Mamish like you said it. So, depends on the situation, right?
Exactly.
Right, depends on the situation. All right? Okay, so tomorrow, you think today was jam-packed? Tomorrow's just as jam-packed. Shabbat, I'm going to try on Shabbat. I'm going to hope to get to, Shabbat is Mem, right? I'm going to hope to get to the Mishnah, down Mem, Aleph. So at least we catch up a little bit. Cause,
did you make a decision more than
yeah, poor morning. We're going to have like 30 minutes to do the daf. It should be enough time. We'll make sure it's enough. And if we get a little behind, we'll get a little behind. All right? Very good. Everyone have a great day. The easy fast. 6:30.